Memory Gwenny, Radar Builds, and The Craft of Failing Honestly. The anti-programming language drew 100 points and 23 comments for a deep dive into a proposed hybrid memory management model that blends Rust-style borrow checking with reference counting. The thesis is that the two approaches need not be opposed. Borrow checking can apply where ownership semantics are clear, with reference counting as a fallback where they are not. The compiler making the determination statically where possible. HN commenters probed the central risk that programmers could face unpredictable performance characteristics if the compiler's path choices produce wildly different memory profiles, a subtlety that only emerges at scale. The Asahi Linux 7.1 progress report offered a quarterly reminder that the effort to run Linux on Apple Silicon hardware, conducted entirely without official cooperation from Apple, remains both ongoing and technically remarkable. The 7.1 update covers GPU driver improvements and expanded hardware support, the product of reverse engineering Apple's undocumented GPU architecture and memory management hardware. A pullback toy car teardown scored 208 points, a reminder that the HN community has a sustained affection for mechanical explanations executed well. Using illustrated diagrams, the author unpacked the spring mechanism inside a decades-old toy, generating a comment thread full of readers who spent considerably longer than they expected contemplating gear trains. An octocopter build log earned appreciation precisely for its honesty. The author, who had no prior hardware experience, documented the full arc of an 8-rotor drone project, including frame redesigns, a motor controller fire, and eventual flight. The comments were warm toward the failure documentation. There is pedagogical value, the community noted, in seeing the expensive mistakes rather than only the finished product. An M-Wave radar project occupied similar territory, a personal build of a millimeter wave system capable of classifying materials by their radar return signature, representing technology that exists commercially at significant cost. Reconstructed as an individual project with a detailed write-up covering antenna design, signal processing, and a trained machine learning classifier.